No need to hold the line when you go online. Visit aviva.ie.
Now, some of the comments coming in on Palestine, physical and psychological torture. What the hell are we doing to help the Palestinians? Thank you for continuing to report, but how can we call ourselves decent human beings? Another one says, after the interview and the horrors that Israel is inflicting on Gaza, there should be an interview with Simon Harris asking how he is upholding international law and how he plans to implement the most recent ICJ ruling that asked us to cut trade ties with Israel. Government has a responsibility to act, but they're not being held to account. 10 months in and not one single sanction. Well, the latest, I think, from Simon Harris is that he has been calling on the EU for an urgent review of the EU-Israel partnership deal. But that was a call also made by Leo Varadkar, as I recall, before he retired. So maybe it falls on deaf ears. Now, retired High Court Judge Bernard Barton has come out to criticise the government's proposed overhaul of defamation law. Mr. Barton argues that the overhaul undermines a fundamental civil liberty by abolishing juries and handing over all power to judges. And Bernard Barton joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, people have been asking for an overhaul of this law for years. What is it about the new proposals that you dislike?
Well, actually, Pat, the only proposal that I have a dislike for or concern about is the proposal which involves the abolition of the citizen's right to trial by jury. That right is central to our legal system. And to do away with it is going to result in serious, significant consequences, which I don't think have been addressed.
Now, the argument might be that judges actually can be trained to handle these cases both expeditiously and fairly, whereas with a jury, it's a random selection and you may get a really aberrant result.
I don't agree with this at all, Pat. And I'm speaking from experience. I was the trial judge there. I was in charge of the civil jury list and tried all the major defamation cases in the last decade. I can't agree with that proposition at all. A properly directed jury invariably gets it right. I'm really concerned, Pat. Two concerns. One is that this proposal strikes at a basic concept in our law, i.e. the right to trial by jury for serious criminal cases and serious civil wrongs. So we're only talking now, we're talking about very serious cases, whether criminal or civil, where the citizen has a right to trial by jury. That right goes back to Magna Carta. So it's been part of our law for 800 years. And now the government's proposing to do away with that right, funnily enough, Pat, only in defamation, not in all other cases. I'm concerned that the government is advancing this proposition on an understanding of the law which no longer exists. In other words, these proposals, the overhaul, and incidentally, I want to make it absolutely clear that I welcome the proposals contained in this bill to amend the law. They are to be welcomed, but this particular one should be seriously reviewed before it's proceeded with. And the reason is this: apart altogether from the fact that it will strip the citizen of his or her right to call for the facts of a case to be decided by fellow citizens, it will remove the public from involvement in the administration of justice. And that's an essential feature of our system of law, that the public are actually involved in the administration of justice. That engenders respect for the legal system, and it also ensures people will invariably do get a just result from a verdict from a jury.
Okay, talk us through the actual process. When you've got one of these defamation cases in court, the jury presumably has two jobs to do. One is to decide whether the allegedly offending party is in fact guilty of an offence, and the second thing is to decide on the level of damages. Now, how much direction does the judge give in both of those decisions?
Well, now, the judge is obliged to give the jury directions on law, because the one thing you can't do as a lawyer is serve on a jury. That's the whole point. So the jury have to be instructed on the law by the trial judge. But there's been a huge development, Pat, in the law since the publication of the report on which this proposal to do away with jury trial is based. So the 2009 Act was reviewed by the Department of Justice. They published a report on that review, and the proposal to abolish the right to trial by jury is based on that report. But what has happened, Pat, in the meantime, is that there has been significant decision by a landmark decision by the Supreme Court and a decision by the Court of Appeal, all of which seem to be ignored.
And okay, this is about the case Higgins versus the Irish Aviation Authority.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you talk us through the various decisions that were made at different levels in the court process?
Okay. In the Higgins case, so the Higgins case, the importance of the Higgins case is that it was a five-member court. So the five members of the Supreme Court, they identified, and this is, I think, critical for your listeners to understand, they identified the desirability of giving, and this answers your last question, the desirability of giving a jury guidelines, if you like, on the level of damages which would be appropriate to the particular case that they're deciding. It would be up to them to apply those guidelines. But up until Higgins, it wasn't possible to actually mention figures to a jury because it was thought that that was trespassing on the jury's function. However, reviewing the Act, the 2009 Act, the Supreme Court took a different view. It decided, actually, in order to avoid the risk of disproportionate awards, what we're going to do is we are going to set out guidelines or parameters, as the court refers to them, to be given to a jury in all future cases, the express purpose of which is to avoid the risk or reduce the risk of a disproportionate award. That's the very object which this proposal is aimed at. But what I'm saying is the Supreme Court has already done it. It has actually laid down these guidelines. Or what's more, the guidelines are working. There's been a recent decision of the Court of Appeal, upholding a very significant verdict of a jury against those guidelines.
Okay. So you're saying the argument that would be offered that juries can give mad damages to certain people or people they might be particularly fond of, they get mad damages, but you're saying that really shouldn't happen anymore after this Supreme Court decision?
It won't happen. And incidentally, Pat, the scheme for a new defamation bill was subjected to intense scrutiny by the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Justice, who invited submissions from all interested parties, stakeholders — I don't like the word stakeholders, but from all interested parties, including the media and the legal profession, the bodies, and anybody else who was interested. And submissions were made in writing, and oral hearings took place. And the unanimous recommendation, cross-party, of the Oireachtas Joint Committee, having regard to the decision in Higgins, was that jury trials should be retained. The right to jury trials should be retained. That was a unanimous recommendation sent to government, which government appears to have ignored. And they also adopted a recommendation of the Law Reform Commission, which recommended that juries should be retained to decide whether or not something was defamatory, a statement was defamatory, but that the final word on damages should be left to the trial judge, which is an eminent compromise, in my view. So you have the Law Reform Commission, you have the Oireachtas Joint Committee. There's been five reviews, Pat, since 1930 of this, and they all have said the same thing, that in defamation in particular, you should jury trial is appropriate. The European Court of Human Rights has said that. And the Supreme Court has said, in fact, that the right to jury trial and a jury in defamation cases is the jury are in a unique position because, of course, defamation means something, a statement which is published, and it tends to injure your reputation in the minds of, quote, reasonable members of society. Well, who better than reasonable members of society through a jury to decide whether or not you have been defamed? So the perceived risk that an award might be disproportionate, that risk has been comprehensively dealt with by the Supreme Court and has been successfully applied in practice by the Court of Appeal.
Now other areas of concern, particularly to media organisations, is that the honest mistake may not be forgiven in a jury situation, and that a judge might be more understanding that this happened because. And the other aspect that they're addressing in this is slaps. These are strategic lawsuits against public participations. In other words, they're kind of silencing writs.
Yeah, no, there are a number of measures contained in the bill which I welcome and are to be welcomed, which deal with these issues. And by the way, Pat, the claims that are now being made, one of which is, well, we should get rid of juries in defamation cases because it's an anachronism, and all other civil cases, this is a claim, by the way, that was made on your own show 2 weeks ago.
I remember it, yeah.
Are tried by judge alone. That is completely incorrect, Pat. All constitutional individual rights guaranteed by the Constitution are triable by jury trial. So, funnily enough, if this proposal goes through, while the citizen would have the right to a trial by jury for all other rights, in other words, any rights concerning your property, your person, free speech, sorry, your person, your property, they'll all be triable by jury, now, but not defamation.
The final question is not really about defamation, but it's about civil cases. In commercial trials, in the commercial court, for example, sometimes the issues are so arcane and so impenetrable that it actually needs people educated in those issues to adjudicate.
Yeah, but you see, what's involved in defamation, Pat, or just taking defamation, it's not all cases that are triable by jury. It's only civil wrongs or serious criminal offences or civil wrongs that are triable by jury, serious cases of civil wrongs that are triable by jury. And what the jury is doing is not trying to solve complex legal issues. They're just finding the facts of the case.
In other words, was someone defamed or were they not? End of.
Correct. That's what they're doing. Was the statement published? And if so, did it injure the reputation of the individual? Was it defamatory? And if so, did it injure the person? That's all they have to decide. It could be a very substantial case.
But it boils down to a very simple question, is what you're saying.
Bernard, it is. And in fact, Pat, the people say, and some of the claims that are made, we don't know how the jury arrived at their decision. But this completely ignores the fact that the jury actually are answering a series of questions on what's known as an issue paper. The questions are actually designed or constructed by the parties' representatives themselves. So the parties actually ask the jury what questions they want them to answer. So the parties know very well what questions the jury have to answer, and they get their answer.
Okay.
Invariably, they get their answer.
Bernard, thank you very much for that insight. That's Bernard Barton, former High Court judge who has an issue with the elimination of juries in these defamation cases. We'll have news next.